Dictation for Gerald Clark, July 11, 1941. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary M. U. R. R. A. White, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up Mr. Clark. Chronic kidney disease, obstructive uropathy, hypertension, and problems of high calcium related to sarcoidosis for what he takes prednisone. Last visit in September, comes accompanied with wife. Deep vein thrombosis, presently on Eliquis, developed gross hematuria, Eliquis was decreased, needs to see urology, no abdominal back pain, fever, no infection in the urine, stable weight and appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, he's hard of hearing, stable dyspneal activity, not at rest. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Continue treatment for enlargement of the prostate with Flomax and Proscar. Blood pressure metoprolol, lisinopril. Tolerating Jardiance. Prednisone at 5 milligrams. Present blood pressure 125/74. Distant breath sounds, but no respiratory distress, valvulitis, no pericardial rap. No lumbar tenderness, no major edema, decreased hearing non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December, normal hemoglobin, chronically low platelets, creatinine 1.56, which is baseline or improved, GFR 44, stage 3B, normal potassium, stable mild metabolic acidosis and low sodium, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression. Non-history of obstructed uropathy, enlargement of the prostate, kidney stones. Recently, gross hematuria, needs to call urology. Next number, deep vein thrombosis, remains anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next number, prior rectal bleeding with negative workup, EGD colonoscopy, no recurrence. A CPAP machine but not using, has a sleep apnea but not using CPAP machine. Next paragraph, monitor metabolic acidosis and low sodium, fluid intake only per thirst, do not need to obtain a higher amount. All issues discussed with the patient and wife, come back in 6 months.